business. Introduce our new person.
Welcome.
How do you say your last name, Linda?
Partapello.
Partapello.
Linda Partapello. Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, and now we're going to appoint a chair and a vice chair for a 2-year term.
I nominate Stephen for a chair.
Chair?
I'll second that.
Okay. I nominate...
I can't be anything.
Vice chair?
You were vice chair?
Yeah.
She was vice chair.
So you can.
Oh, I can?
You just can't, your chair. Let me double check that. But.
But you know, I'm excused for 2 meetings, so I hate to, you know.
Oh, are you going to be out for those 2?
July, I'm thinking I can fix my plane flight for the other one.
Okay.
So I would be out for sure 1 meeting.
Okay.
So I guess I could.
And 1 meeting is on Halloween, so I don't know if you want to cancel or you want to...
1 meeting what?
The 1 meeting is on Halloween, yeah.
Well, that's the 30th of October? Oh, yeah, I won't be here for my mom's birthday, it's the 29th, so I'm never here for that meeting.
And sometimes they cancel. You guys will vote on the calendar after this, so... whoever you guys want to...
Can we nominate Susan?
Yeah.
Even
can
if
we?
She's not here?
Yeah.
I nominate Susan for vice chair.
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay.
She'd be okay with that. I talked to her today.
Okay, so review and approve yearly meeting calendar.
So the meetings that are circled. So it's January, April.
January 31st.
You're going to take one and pass it down?
No, I think it's just
one. It's just one, yeah.
Oh.
We were going to make copies, but.
Okay, here, let me get my, I'm going to get my phone out.
So none in February?
No. Because April is your next meeting after this.
January, April, July, October.
Mm-hmm. Okay, April is the 25th, right?
Tuesday, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And July is the 25th.
That's when I'm I'm going to be out of town on the 25th.
I'm out of town on the 25th for sure.
But that's fine.
You're good.
Wait.
Is it July 25th?
Oh, I may be out of town too, but that's still iffy.
Okay.
You're in
the maybe we don't
get all the time.
Right.
31st.
Thank
yeah. And then October 31st.
Yeah.
So the other board decided to cancel the October one because it's on the 31st. But we can always hold special meetings if there's zoning items.
Okay, so for some reason I have it down on as the 24th.
I thought I did too.
Because it was the 4th, 3rd.
Well, it should be
it's the second and the last Tuesday of each month.
Oh, yeah, and that was dependent
on. Oh, it's the last, not the 4th.
Right.
Gotcha.
So it's not the 24th.
No. Well, that's the one that we have the 3 weeks. I mean, that's why, yeah.
Could we look to pushing all of them to the 24th? Instead of the 31st?
In October.
In October?
It has something to do with the county commission and the planning.
Yeah, they have to be preceding the planning commission and then the county commission. That's why they're set when they are, and that's why that one is.
Right,
but
it would still proceed.
But I think that it's the cutoff date for the posting for the, if there's any zoning items.
Oh.
We have until a certain date before planning commission to be able to have a hearing on that.
Gotcha.
So we're probably all not going to make it.
No, that's what I'm saying. But it's also Good Springs, Laughlin, Lone Mountain. It's, you know.
Oh, it's everybody?
Lone Mountain canceled, but I don't know. I don't manage the other ones, so I don't know if they canceled
right.
or not.
But there's 8 other or 7 other town boards or advisory councils.
Still
so are we discussing, are we talking about October?
October 31st.
Well, we can
but that's Halloween.
Wait, if you cancel, you don't make a new date? You just cancel it?
You just cancel it.
Okay.
And then if there's zoning items, there'll be a special.
But the problem is,
okay.
I think, is the quarterly meeting in July, the question is anybody going to be here to have quorum?
Right.
Because I can tell you I'm not going to be here.
Well,
if there's a special session, like she can always, you know, set it up. We can cancel the July if we want to.
Yeah, I mean.
No, right. It's just the idea of having two known. Two
and
known cancellations,
here, so
right?
I'm a swing on that.
Yeah, or we could not cancel it, and then you guys can.
But does
three of you can tell me if you're gonna be here. I mean, we could play by ear, however you guys wanna do it.
I'd play by ear.
You can play by ear.
Do any, have any special meeting, if you just have something you would like to discuss as well, we can also do a meeting, not just for zoning items.
Right.
Okay.
We can see if anything comes.
So we canceled October for sure, right?
Yes.
Okay, but we left July for now.
So the January, the April, and the July dates are good. Make a motion.
All right, second. Okay, and approve updated bylaws.
So the only thing that's, if you guys glanced through those copies that I gave you, the time change was never reflected on the bylaws, so we're changing that officially to the 5:30, but it didn't do anything else.
Oh, okay. So the rest stays the same?
Yes.
Do we still have them after us?
Yes.
And what time are they?
6:30.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's why we did it, because a couple of your meetings, they don't often go long, but there was a couple where there was zoning items, and then, you know, people are waiting and.
Okay.
Before we approve bylaws, we did discuss something initially at our training meeting. Where, how do I put this?
Bluntly.
All right, I'll try to keep it simple. The idea of Lower Cowal Canyon Advisory Council keeps shrinking, right? I know it's factors of multitude, but I guess my question is, at what point does this council try to more readily define or carve out our viewpoints of being citizens and living in the area that we live, and start trying to become more than just an advisory council? Or I don't.
I think what they said was, since there's five of us, and we want to act as a citizen for something, we just recuse ourselves and we become Joe Citizen.
No, I understand. My point is this, is we're all currently, Lower Kyle is unincorporated Clark County. And as the city expands, and I know there's discussions of how there isn't going to be any future annexation to the city or to the.
Is that true? They're not going to annex any more land to the city?
I don't know. It's an unknown variable.
It's not something we have to
right.
say over.
I can just speak to the fact of when sections 11, 12, 1, and 2 were sold, they were annexed into the city, and they no longer were part of Lower Kyle, correct? They are technically falling. Where do they fall?
They still are technically
no.
Lower Kyle.
We
just
have nothing.
The city.
No, when they annexed them over to the city, from what I understand,
so
we have no say on anything. We have no, we cannot.
Well, yeah, probably not. I just meant the location or the address. I thought they were still technically, but yeah, they might not be.
I guess, and maybe that's what I'm missing. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I guess I'd like to understand where our boundaries are. For Lower County.
We're the county. We're not the city.
I understand that. That's my point.
I know, and we're kind of messed up with that because we didn't have any idea. Like nobody, you know how we have to, if we want to make a change, everybody gets a card. Okay, we didn't get a card saying that they're going to annex that part over to the city.
But they didn't fall into Lone Mountain?
No.
They should have followed into Lower Cowal Canyon. They were Lower Cowal Canyon, and we never got notified that they were into the city.
I don't even know if you get notifications when they
from the city.
The annexing just kind of happens. I mean,
yeah, I know, but how unfair is that you can just annex?
That's why we did the interlocal agreement with Lone Mountain. But the bylaws don't have to.
That doesn't have to do with
so
that.
If you guys
so
want to make the motion, then we can have a little bit of a discussion.
Okay.
So
I'll do that. Okay. So I'm. Make a motion to approve the updated bylaws and procedures of Lower Kyle Canyon Citizens Advisory Council.
Second.
Is that it? I don't have any agenda.
Yeah, general.
Comments from the general public. Hi, say something.
You're doing a great job.
Next meeting is April 25th, 2023.
So before we move to adjournment, I do want to make a motion to maybe next meeting if we could discuss more of get a better understanding of jurisdictional and aspects of Kyle Canyon Town Board Advisory Council? Does that, am I making sense here?
I understand, I think I understand what you're saying. So I looked up on Clark County's website and I looked up Lower Kyle Canyon. They actually have our boundaries drawn out there in a photograph.
Okay, and is section 1 and 2 in there?
I don't know, but I do know that I saw where our boundaries were. It's actually pretty large.
Did it go down to the bottom of, to the 95?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's 3 miles up. They annexed three miles roughly, they annexed up to the city, so that's not us. Because whenever anything happens down there, and we're kind of messed up because as town board people, can we go down and fight the fight, together with, like, when Mount Charleston wanted to get together with us at our town board and go down there and fight the fight on whatever was the deal down at the bottom of the hill, which I think was the last thing was the bar, then we had to be really careful about doing that.
Or talking about it with each other.
Exactly,
right.
But then we should become Joe's citizen.
Right.
And then ultimately, obviously, part of it is where Title 30 ends up in approval, right? And seeing what that truly becomes, or what it is revised to, or what have you. And then, I just feel that, one, having the level of engagement on this council that we haven't had historically, and just helping guide the city and our future of Lower Kyle. I'm still not clear on, because the tribe, they sold that land, correct? That wasn't a land swap. That was a sale?
To the city?
The reservation land?
I believe so.
That was a sale to a private, or to the city?
I believe so.
Okay.
Really?
I don't know, though.
On the east side of the 15?
It's city, so I don't know.
The 15?
The 95.
On the east, north.
Yeah,
on the east side,
from what I understand,
but
from
that's
the,
not us. Don't we stop at the 95?
Well, that's...
Do you have a map of Lower Kyle?
Well, it sounds like it's online, so I'll do that first. But
she might have one.
I can get one that shows everything for you guys. I'll request that and get it, maybe put it on some, so we can have it up in here if you want. And then I can get you guys small ones, too.
Because I would definitely love to have conversations with the city around, with the developments and the neighborhoods coming in. There's obviously going to be a gas station getting ready to go up with some food and everything on the corner.
Parameters are as a CAC for the county. Okay.
Right, and helping guide and make suggestions of horse paths and pedestrian paths and possibly even ATV paths. I know they're not liked by many, but to me, I'd like to have some further discussions or input around that for sure.
Ourselves and establish ourselves as an equestrian community.
As few
because we are growing.
Abilities in the valley.
We are growing.
I agree.
And we're going to see a lot of people kind of, invade and abuse our space with things like ATVs.
As we're seeing. Yes, absolutely.
And what I don't get is years ago I got the permit for doing trail rides and ATV rides from BLM up there. On night where the old cowboy trail rides was,
yep.
And they were
yep.
giving me that parking lot to run
to
business out of, even though the horses were going to stay at my ranch. And they specifically told me that the ATVs had to stay only on the south side of 95. They could not be on the north side of 95. And
which
now
is
I guess
opposite.
That's not true.
No, they're completely shutting it down. They are not even, what I've been told from my son is basically you're not even allowed to be, BLM doesn't want to allow any, even on designated paths or established
ATVs.
Paths. ATVs are not allowed on BLM land, according to that one BLM agent.
So what I was told, because I actually went to the BLM office and they gave me maps, they said they're not supposed to be within 1,000 feet of a residence.
Yeah, that's right.
But then from my understanding is too, that the access road that runs parallel to Kyle Canyon, that's county land, maybe? It's not federal, and therefore they, no one has...
It's the power line road.
It's the power line road, and that's acceptable.
That's where I see them.
On what side, the south side and the north side?
No, on the north side.
Well, one of the things that happened at my property at Cal Canyon Ranch was I moved the fence back from my designated...
From your property line?
From my property line, I moved the fence back 100 feet so the power company could get their thing without having to come on my property and do all that. Somebody come down there with a...
So they have a lien on, into your property line?
Well, yeah, and so that my choice was move my fence back or let them on the property.
Right, have an access gate.
Then the county said, you gotta have so much room for people to pull in.
Right.
So I just said, oh, heck with it, I'll just move the fence all the way back. So somebody comes charging down there on an ATV on that frontage road and T-bones the truck coming out of Kyle Canyon Ranch and puts her in the hospital.
Jesus.
And nobody on the ATV even got hurt. Not only that, it was a police officer. So when I got the call, then our good police officer up at the top of the hill said, build that fence all the way out to your property line height so they don't, that never happens again. And so that's what we did. So some of that frontage road isn't a true frontage road. It's actually personal property and
I think when you get up past me, there's, I think there's two. There's an old and then there's the actual road.
Past you coming my
yeah,
way?
There's a power line, there's a cut for the actual boxes of NV Energy. And it's almost two roads. If you can see it still occasionally, like in front, if you go by me, there's a secondary road and that's your NV Energy power road, but then there's the road that's closer to Kyle Canyon is actually county.
Yeah, but the road that's closer to Kyle Canyon in front of the Kyle Canyon Ranch is
technically lower Kyle Canyon on paper is two roads. It's a double lane separated by a median. So it's four lanes of traffic. They've just only ever put the one road.
Well, all I know is where that accident was. That was on my personal property. Yeah. And I had to put a fence up.
That was
all the way
then.
To
that was the power road, the power line road.
And that is no longer available. And they said anybody that has that ought to do it all the way up to the road, so you don't get sued if somebody gets in an accident on your property.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Fun.
So, was that it as far as the city goes?
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
I guess I really feel like the city has kind of come up on what used to be our area and just kind of do things without us being a part of it. Anybody else feel like that?
No, I think that's...
I feel like they're encroaching on us for sure. That's why, you know, I suggest the horse park and things like that. It sounds far-fetched and it sounds crazy, but if we're going to keep ourselves as we want to be as an established equestrian community, I feel
at least at the table for the conversation.
Set something out there to say, right, this is ours.
Well, that's why in the one meeting we were here, we designated, like, I think they should just try to designate us, the horse people in the area, that they can actually ride it.
Yes.
And designate something for the ATV like they did when I had my permit. The two didn't meet.
It could be the bikers. The bicycles. I mean, it could be the ATVs. It could be the horse. I mean, I think I'd love to have those conversations and help guide the city in having those conversations.
Yeah, but so some of that conversation is the county. So how do we do that?
Some of it is, you're talking about like designating certain areas for things?
Or just future planning,
I guess. Some of that's gonna be state too.
Right.
Like, so
it gets fun up there for sure.
Maybe you have like BLM and somebody from NDOT, like those people at a meeting, because that's...
Maybe it's NDOT is the actual...
It's NDOT.
That's access. What it's gonna take, because we can't do certain things on their roads, but we can get everybody in one meeting to discuss things.
I think that's a good
idea. Which I had planned for a meeting last year, we ended up having to cancel, but I did have a lot of the Forest Service. And
I remember that.
Because 157 is technically a state highway, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
So maybe I can do that and get Forest Service, NHP, NDOT, see if we can get all of them to come to the next meeting and have that discussion.
That'd be great.
Everybody's going to be here for the...
Or at least have some sort of plan in place of, you know, we don't want to scare away or inhibit development. I mean, it's not,
yes, we do.
Well, it's your, it, you're welcome to try to buy up all that land and keep them out, but
you know, we moved up there for a reason, to get away from people.
I don't disagree.
We don't want neighbors. We, you know, that's why we moved to Cal Canyon. We suffered with no power for years.
I'm with you, 100%.
Very far away from me.
I don't like the idea of some board member trying to tell me what color I can paint my house or feed my horses and my britches if I want. But I mean, it's not necessarily our role to shut down all future development either without.
We're the gateway to the recreation area up there for Red Rock Canyon, for the Forestry Service, and Mount Charleston, things like that. And we definitely should prepare for things like that.
I agree.
Say in that, because we all agree we moved up here for a reason, and I'm not going to stop riding my horses.
Right.
And I don't want to be put in danger riding my horses if an ATV goes zipping by me. That's not okay.
Yep.
And that's not fair to us.
No.
So we should have some say in future development.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I'm
totally agree.
Completely agree.
So maybe the April 25th meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so April 25th meeting, we're going to try to get NDOT and BLM. And have them come with maps and be clear, like, where people can go. Because we have one, two, three, I don't know what you've heard. We got three people here who all think and were told we can ride our ATVs in a different area up there.
And I don't think just maps. I think it's coming with the laws, and I guess that's on us to do our research as well. But if they can discuss that as well.
Okay.
And then I think, especially the equestrian people, we can let them know where they're safe to ride, because there's been a boatload of accidents. Okay, anything else?
See if I get a planner here too, so if there's any questions on future planning.
Yeah, because
you mean a planner from the city?
Yeah.
No, county planner.
County.
They have knowledge of, you know, what can go in certain areas in that area.
I don't remember the timeline. When is 30 supposed to be all?
About then. Like, about, it's going to be maybe May. I think it's going to go live in May, so we'll have that meeting on April 25th. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they said mid-May.
I still need to start, because this whole lack of 2.5 acre, one dwelling has got us completely bamboozled up there.
No, what are they doing?
They passed that, it was a couple years back. I don't remember it ever coming before us, or I missed it or whatever, but it used to be rural undeveloped in Title 30 was 2.5 acres per dwelling. You had to have it a minimum of 2.5 acres to have one dwelling. But that's why all these people are allowed to have these multiple dwellings on less than an acreage now.
I didn't know
that. Changed. What,
I
didn't
it
change?
2.5 acres per dwelling.
I don't remember the actual terms. What changed a couple years back to Title 30 for RU? It used to be 2.5 acres per single family residence. And then something changed with the bed and breakfast, or the RBOs, and
I think it changed. Well, I don't know.
Rental properties or something.
Yeah, and it's changing now. I think the size is changing on this next one, though. I want to say it's two acres instead of 2.5. I don't remember.
You mean
you can have so many changes?
But something changed to where people could have multiple residents on 2.5 acres or less.
I have to look that up. I don't know, because okay. I know that they can have a second dwelling as long as it's half the footprint of their house or less, but I don't know.
Right, like a mother-in-law quarters or whatever,
right,
they call
but
them.
That's on, like, I don't know what the max for that is, so I'll have to look at that.
Because now we have whole properties, 5-acre parcels that have 7 habitats or single room dwellings, and they have whole workforces living on their property.
Where is that?
The old dentist place on the left.
Mosses? That's different. They legally, a long time ago, put that in as splittable into 1-acre parcels.
No, that's north of me. That's that.
I'm thinking about the other guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Mosses? I didn't know that. Mosses could
If you
that.
Look at a map now, there's like 8 little mini homes all carved up for different, and just the parcel near me. There's at least 8 people living on that property in different forms of housing.
What part?
The 2.5 acres, right? The old tow, the mom, the dad and son tow lot, that the ones with the ask or the AstroTurf.
How many people are?
There's like eight or nine people living on that property.
Where the AstroTurf is?
Yeah.
I didn't even think there was a house there.
Are they living in their cars?
There was just that one little dwelling, that one room. So there's somebody in there, plus there's about four or five different campers on property.
We should adjourn and then we can...
Yep.
Okay, meeting is adjourned.
Where is that property in relation to...